Chapter 4. What does Paul say in 1 Corinthians, chapter 15? Dr. Kane says that 1 Corinthians 15 indicates that the parallels between Adam and Christ of Romans 3 and 5 cannot be literally intended. While all die the death of Adam, not all will be resurrected unto eternal life. Well, all will be resurrected. As in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. All that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth in two resurrections. Christ has abolished the death of Adam. He has tasted death for every man, that is, the second death. If Christ had not come and given himself for us, we would all die the second death in Adam. What we call death, the Bible calls a sleep. But Christ has made it unnecessary for anyone to die that second death, but for his unbelief. We cannot use 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 22, to question or weaken Paul's obvious position in Romans, chapter 5, verse 18. His language is too literal to be misunderstood. We dare not tamper with it. In Paul's context, by virtue of Christ's sacrifice, all men are legally entitled to be made alive eternally, and will be, if they do not interpose a rebellious will. All that Adam did, Christ reversed, otherwise Paul's contrasts become meaningless. Every wicked person who comes forth in the second resurrection will realize that by his stubborn unbelief, he himself has forfeited the eternal life that was already given him in Christ. He has deliberately thrown it away. The second resurrection will demonstrate to them, and to the universe at large, that the wicked have disqualified themselves for eternal life by their own unfitness to enter the city. We must remember, of course, that such unbelief and rejection need not be conscious in order to be real, but will become manifest in the second resurrection.